Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea, and we're going to hear from Dr. Piazza with a huge call in economics, and from Todd Jablonski out with a Kraken in Seattle. But we actually came up with single best idea today. We had on Gerard Cassidy from RBC Capital Markets, and he and I have a tradition going back decades. We were talking J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and all that. And then at the end of the interview, I always say, Gerard, small cap, small stock, single best idea, buy, hold, sell. And that's jargon for Global Wall Street about when you're with an analyst, what is their single best idea? It's always a buy. I mean, they're not going to say sell this. That's not the way the DNA goes. But his was Puerto Rico. I was stunned. Gerard Cassidy's saying, guess what? Puerto Rico's recovered, lots of federal aid. And his single best idea was Banco Popular. So there you are with how he came up with the title. The single best idea today was to take notes with Lindsay Pieg of Stifel. And halfway through the interview, she floored Paul Sweeney and me with a statement on the Fed raising rates.
Right now, the Fed is backing itself into the corner. The Fed should have risen rates, it should have raised rates higher. Now that they see inflation reversing course for three consecutive months since the start of the year, they need to re-engage, raise rates to a sufficiently restrictive level to get price pressures under control, and we can start to talk about a sustainable recovery. The longer they slow play this, the more price pressures become entrenched into the economy, and the more difficult it's going to be to ever get us back to that 2% target. I don't necessarily think a recession is necessary to get price stability, but I do think that a much slower growth rate would likely be the outcome, which is not necessarily, again, is something that we need to avoid at all costs.
Lindsay Piazza with Stifel, and I really can't say enough, it's not an outlier call. There are people with great respect for the idea of what does the Fed do, and of course the fallback is to say they're not going to cut rates, they're not going to raise rates. I mean, that could be one outcome. But how do you frame out the need to raise interest rates? I would suggest the zeitgeist, if you will, is completely unprepared for that. That was absolutely fascinating.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
One of our great joys, and of course, this is the reach of Apple CarPlay and YouTube and all of Bloomberg Radio, and the different TuneIn is just one example. The reach of Bloomberg Radio is it is across the nation. I didn't believe this years ago when we started this. The idea that someone at 3 or 4 a.m. in California would actually wake up to listen to this stuff, I was like, yeah, right. And then, of course, the international audience, the Pacific Rim in Asia in the evening was a big surprise when we were doing Bloomberg on the economy. And so it's always great to have people in from the left coast in Seattle, which doesn't get enough attention culturally. Todd Jablonski holds court out there with Principal Asset. He writes an incredibly smart short note. It's out under Principal Asset Management. It's got a great cut on 60/40 investing right now and on factor investing. But just simply with Microsoft coming out, the juggernaut that's Seattle, we talked to him about Washington State.
I would say about half of the spouses of my co-workers in Seattle are employees of Microsoft, and I am stunned at the different array of businesses that firm can get into. The cloud computing move, I think, was a brilliant strategic design, and I've been really impressed in everything from that to cloud computing. Like, when it comes to these tech giants, I think that the resourcing advantage they have in competition is enormous. That leads to the big getting bigger, and I think that we can continue to see this trend grow. That's part of the reason I'm overweight large cap stocks in the US, and I can see these giants continue to become much larger.
different views. I think a couple of days ago, Patrick Armstrong at Pluremi, and he's got the same outcome as Todd Jablonski from London to Seattle, but they sort of get there on different paths. Patrick Armstrong, of course, looking at financials, technology, margins, growth rates. And I think there was a spirit there to Todd Jablonski saying, look, this is about American exceptionalism. It is about innovation, an overused word. Of course, we'll see that tomorrow. Today, we've got Meta, Facebook out. I'm sorry, it's not Meta. It's Facebook. Get over it. It's Google, not Alphabet. But the answer is we're going to get a lot of these really different stories, each different. On radio, look for Tim and Carol in the afternoon. They'll have all that coverage on Apple CarPlay and on YouTube, but across all of Bloomberg as well. You get Apple out May 2nd, May 3rd, and then you really want to hear what Mark Gurman has to say about it, and we'll get there in the first week of May. We are on Apple CarPlay and on Android Play. This is building each and every day. Just talked to Jumana Bertecci, who will be driving our Dubai coverage, our Middle East coverage, from Morocco to Persia. And Jumana made very clear that all of this digital stuff is an incredible international audience, particularly across Africa. Good morning and good day to all of you on the African continent. And then on YouTube, you go in and you search Bloomberg Podcasts, and you look for, you don't look for me, you look for Lisa Mateo. And we're all there in a white chiclet, and you click on it, and there we are. The 7 to 10 that we do this Wall Street time. So again, on Apple CarPlay and YouTube, two highlights from today. This is single best idea.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.